From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Here in Georgia, the state's Speaker of the House of Representatives, David Ralston, is warning lawmakers to prepare for a lengthy legislative session. GPB's Robert Jimison reports.
During his annual pre-session press conference with reporters, Ralston answered questions about his priorities for this year's General Assembly. The Blue Ridge Republican spoke about proposals to legalize gambling, potential efforts for a state takeover of the Atlanta airport, and a big issue for this year, the budget. He says the session will be a wake-up call for those calling for major budget cuts, and that dealing with that issue will eat up a majority of their time.
I've kind of smiled when I read some of the things about we're going to be in and out in an early session. People that haven't been around a budget cutting session are going to be in for a real surprise.
Year two of the 155th General Assembly begins on Monday at the state capitol. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jimison in Atlanta.
Wildlife officials say they have spotted the fourth right whale calf of the season off the coast of Georgia, but it may have been struck by a boat. According to the Daytona Beach News Journal, the calf was seen with injuries consistent with a propeller wound. There are only about 400 North Atlantic right whales in the wild. The species comes to the coasts of Georgia and Florida for calving season every winter. Georgia health officials are warning flu season is far from over. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
Influenza and flu-like illness have already killed 15 people in Georgia, and six of those deaths happened in the last week of 2019. The Georgia Department of Public Health says the early appearance of influenza B means children are more likely to get sick. Now, influenza A is on the rise, so health officials think we could see a second wave of illness. But it's not too late to get a flu shot, and officials say that's the best way to protect yourself. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.